Good morning, friends. It's the birthday of our beloved foes, Charles Dickens, February 7th. And I thought I would just read to you a little passage from Peter Ackroyd's wonderful biography of Dickens. It's actually my favorite Dickens biography and just one of my favorite books ever. So I hope you have a chance to read it. I might do the same thing to read the prologue to it, the whole prologue maybe, for Dickens's death day this year. We'll see. But this is just the beginning paragraph of chapter one, which has more to do with his birth. So here it is, Peter Ackroyd's Dickens. Chapter one. Charles Dickens was born on the 7th of February, 1812, the year of victory and the year of hardship. He came crying into the world in a small first floor bedroom in an area known as Newtown or Mile End, just on the outskirts of Portsmouth, where his father, John Dickens, worked in the Naval Pay Office. His mother, Elizabeth, is reported to have claimed that she went to a ball on the night before his birth, but no ball is mentioned in the area for that particular evening, and it is likely that this is one of the many apocryphal stories which sprung up around the birth and development of the great writer. He was born on a Friday, on the same day as his young hero, David Copperfield, and forever afterwards, Friday became for him a day of omen. Whether, like his young hero, he was born just before midnight, when the tide was in, is not recorded. But this strange association between himself and his fictional characters is one that he carried with him always. He said once during a speech in memory of Shakespeare's birthday that, quote, "We meet on this day to celebrate the birthday of a vast army of living men and women who will live forever with an actuality greater than that of the men and women whose external forms we see around us," unquote. He was thinking here of Hamlet and Lear, of Macbeth and Prospero. But is it not also true that in this small front bedroom in Portsmouth, in the presence of a surgeon and a monthly nurse, there was born on this February day Pecksniff and Scrooge, Oliver Twist and Sairey Gamp, Samuel Pickwick and Nicholas Nickleby, Pip and David Copperfield, Miss Havisham and Little Nell, the Artful Dodger and Wackford Squeers, Thomas Gradgrind and Little Dorrit, Sidney Carton and Paul Dombey, Fagin and Edwin Drood, Uriah Heep and Wilkins Micawber, Quilp and Sam Weller, Barnaby Rudge and Bill Sykes, Tiny Tim and Tommy Traddles, all of them tumbling out into the light. It is impossible to say precisely how many characters Charles Dickens has created, almost 2,000 of them, born with Dickens but not dying with him, living on forever. Whether Dickens himself shall turn out to be the hero of his own life, therefore, or whether that station will be held by others, these pages must show. So there it is. I hope everyone has a marvelous Monday and happy birthday, Dickens.